Module 3. Listening. Exercise 1, page 26. Hi, Alex. What are you doing?
I'm doing a search on the net about Nefertiti.
Nefertiti? Isn't she an ancient Egyptian queen?
Yes, the wife of King Akhenaten.
Was she a pharaoh?
Some archaeologists claim that she became a pharaoh after her husband's death, but it's not for sure.
Is it true that Nefertiti is the most famous queen in Egypt?
Well, actually, she is the second most famous queen in Egypt. Cleopatra is first.
Oh, yes, that's correct. I just got confused because Nefertiti is often referred to as the most beautiful woman in the world, isn't she?
Yes, she is. From what we can see from the paintings of her, she was very beautiful.
Have you seen the famous sculpture that shows her head from the shoulders up?
Yes, I saw pictures of it in a history magazine a while ago.
Here it is again. This picture is from Berlin's Altes Museum.
Wow, I had forgotten how beautiful it is. Look at her neck, it's so long. Why is one of her eyes missing, though?
It was probably broken off at some point in time. But look at the necklace and her crown. The colours are so lively.
Yes, they are.
Did Nefertiti have any children? Do you know?
From what they say, she had 6 children.
3 boys and 3 girls?
No, they were all girls. And 2 of them even became queens of Egypt.
Wow. And how long did Nefertiti reign for?
She reigned from 1353 to 1336 BC.
So she reigned for 17 years.
That's correct.
And why did you choose to do research on Nefertiti?
Because I have to write an essay on a person that I admire for my ancient history class. And I admire Nefertiti because, apart from her beauty, she is also known for the support that she gave her husband, the king.
That's very interesting.
She was a woman with great power. Here, look at this drawing of her with the king.